This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is fighting for his political survival following a ruling from Britain's Supreme Court that his decision to suspend Parliament earlier this month was illegal. The ruling means British lawmakers can return to Parliament Wednesday as calls grow for Johnson's resignation. Britain is due to leave the European Union on October 31st. Britain is bringing thousands of its citizens home after the British travel company Thomas Cook left customers stranded. The AP's Ed Donoghue has that story.
More than 14,000 customers are back in the UK. Another 135,000 are due back over the next 2 weeks. Thomas Cook is out of business. Katie Cowdery is in Cancun, not at the beach, at the airport. The scene is
chaos.
She found out about Cook's demise through the news.
No one knows what's going on. We weren't told. I've done everything.
Tensions are high.
So I've got enough milk to feed my babies.
Airport employees are offering little help.
We don't know yet.
And that's what the information that we're waiting for.
Britain's business secretary is calling for a fast track of its investigation of the collapse of Thomas Cook. I'm Ed Donoghue.
The U.S. Senate, in a rare bipartisan moment Tuesday, approved a resolution calling for a whistleblower's complaint against President Trump to be turned over to Congress. At issue are Trump's actions with Ukraine. In a summer phone call with Ukraine's president, Trump is said to have asked for help investigating former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Days before the call, Trump ordered advisors to freeze $400 million in military aid for Ukraine, prompting speculation that he was holding out the money as leverage for information on the Bidens. Trump has denied that charge but acknowledged he blocked the funds' later release. For more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Northern California residents were left powerless Tuesday.